So now we're going into the energy sector, one of the absolutely key sectors for Cyprus. I would like to ask the Trade Commissioner, Mr. Aristos Costantinou, to introduce the segment. I'd like also to thank him for his involvement and support with the forum. And here we are. So, Aristos, please take over and guide us through.
Thank you, Nico, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Nikos' good efforts and Capital Link in general for putting on this event today. Excellencies, ambassadors, distinguished guests, good morning to you all and thank you for being here. I'll endeavour to keep my introductory remarks brief, as no doubt our keynote speaker and esteemed panellists will make far better use of the limited time that we have. Throughout today's conference, under the overarching theme, Invest in Cyprus, a myriad of topics have been discussed, ranging from shipping, financial services, our long-standing role as a world-class international business centre, and our growing appeal for multinationals as an ideal jurisdiction in which to establish regional headquarters. All these aspects are relevant to this session. The East Mediterranean, with Cyprus at its centre, constitutes a new frontier for the energy sector, one that brings with it the promise of increased cooperation, stability, and prosperity for the region. And make no mistake, Cyprus is the linchpin for the realization of this potential as a natural energy hub. You've heard a great deal about the plethora of advantages and the benefits that Cyprus brings to the table, but perhaps our greatest asset is, in fact, our people. And there is no better example of the high caliber of our people than the many esteemed panelists who have traveled from Cyprus to be with us today. But none more so than our keynote speaker, His Excellency, Minister of Energy, Commerce and Industry of the Republic of Cyprus, Yorgios Lakotribis. Please join me in welcoming him to the podium.